Back in 1996, when Jack Reed was waging his first U.S. Senate campaign, Texas Governor Ann Richards came to Newport to speak at a Reed fundraiser. The tall and tart-tongued Texan introduced the vertically challenged Rhode Island Democrat by saying, to prolonged laughter, that Reed is proof that size doesn't matter. So we're the smallest state. Yes, Providence lives in the long shadow of Boston, a world-class city on the cutting edge of a 21st century economy that values education and innovation. A stubborn recession has left the Ocean State with an unemployment rate kissing 9%, one of the nation's highest. And we know that the Rhode Island inferiority complex holds way too much sway over our culture and politics, as if our politicians invented bribery and chicanery, and our business community is too weak to create even one new job. Now comes the Rhode Island Foundation with an advertising campaign to highlight the good things about our state. The punchline is, it's all in our backyard. That's a less than subtle twist on the old Rhode Island habit of saying, not in my backyard, to anything that might upset the status quo in a state that grasps onto nothing so tightly as doing things the way we always have. It's summer, the season when Rhode Island wears its Sunday vestments. The sun is high, the sky alive with whipped cream clouds, the ocean a cobalt blue. As you lay on one of our spectacular beaches, resting to the crash and wheeze of the surf, it might be time to stop taking for granted Rhode Island's assets. If unemployment's at 8.9%, that means 91% of us are working. Our state has some of America's top business brands. Even though we aren't big enough to be a county anywhere west of New Haven, Rhode Island's home to Textron, CVS, Hasbro, Taco, G-Tech, Citizens Financial Group, Electric Boat, the Quonset Port, Washington Trust, and Alex and Ani. Nothing lights up the local TV news and splashes headlines like violent crime. Yet facts are stubborn things. What they show is that our state is one of the nation's safest. Rhode Island is second lowest in the nation for gun deaths and has the 10th lowest crime rate. In this season of fresh corn and steaming lobsters, it'll come as no surprise that our state has the largest percentage of farms selling directly to the public. It's just a short ride in a car or on a bike on a Saturday morning to the farmer's market. Everybody complains about our schools, but did you know that Barrington's public schools were rated fourth in the United States in a Forbes magazine survey of best schools for your real estate buck? As far as higher education goes, where in America is there a place with a similar population to Rhode Island that has a constellation of such fine colleges as Brown, Bryant, URI, PC, RISD, RIC, Johnson & Wales, the U.S. Naval War College, and Salve Regina? It is true that many Rhode Islanders take our state's attractions for granted. Outsiders don't. It would be nice if there was as many people from Cranston signing the book at the John Brown House as there are from Canada. Where else in the country can you walk streets and view houses that were around in the colonial era? What other state has a holiday in August celebrating Victory Day? A perfect time for a boat ride, to put a striper on the grill, or slather on the sunscreen and head for Fred Benson Beach? And what other place has the puckish humor to make a blue bug a state highway icon, or argue over whether calamari or a stuffed quahog ought to be the official appetizer, or is home to Family Guy? As the Rhode Island Foundation rolls out this It's All in Our Backyard campaign, we're sure the local wags will be working overtime. Remember the Biggest Little State in the Union ads that sprouted in the early 1980s when Joe Garrahy was governor? The ink was barely dry on the print ads when bumpers around the state sported Biggest Little State of Confusion stickers.